What do you think? Do we control time, or does time control us? Here's media theorist Douglas Rushkoff.
My dangerous idea is that people restore the natural biological and social rhythms by which we live. In other words, I'm suggesting that people reclaim time. There's really two kinds of time. The Greeks had two words for it. One is chronos, the time that we kind of know. Chronos is time of the clock. What time did I crash the car? You crashed the car at 4:01. Kairos is a much subtler understanding of time. Kairos is their word for timing or readiness, human time. You know, you crashed the car at 4:01, but what's the best time to tell Dad you crashed the car? 4:11? 4:13? No, the best time to tell Dad you crashed the car is after he's had his drink, but before he's opened the bills. Over the last centuries, we've really surrendered our human time to time of the clock. Instead of using our digital devices to create more time in our lives, we're strapping these devices to ourselves and trying to live by their time. My dangerous idea is to disconnect from the timing or the lack of timing, the chronos of our digital devices, the never-ending pulses of tweets, and instead attempt to rediscover the natural rhythms all around us. The day and the night, the phases of the moon, the social rhythms that actually dictate who we are and how we feel as people. If you begin to explore these rhythms, you find out things like every week of a lunar cycle tends to promote neurotransmitters in our own brains. The first week of a new moon, we tend to be dominated by acetylcholine, which makes us more open to new ideas. The second week of a lunar cycle, just when it's moving towards fullness, our brain tends to get dominated by serotonin, which makes us really good at working, at getting stuff done. The third week is dopamine. That's when you have to party. That's when you're not going to get anything done. The fourth week is norepinephrine. That's a week when you tend to be thinking very structurally, when it's very good for organizing your schedule and making cold, calculated decisions. As soon as we begin to open to the rhythms that have been really dictating human behavior and social behavior for hundreds of thousands of years, we end up much more grounded in human time and human culture, and much less dictated by our machines and the systems those machines are meant to convey to us.
Douglas Rushkoff is a media theorist. He's the author of Team Human,